Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Miro. And today our guests are Jane Wenger, who is a director and dramaturg, and Anne Hanley, the poet and playwright. And they're here to talk about Anne's new play, The Winter Bear, which will be premiering a week from today at Cyrano's. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess we'll just start off by asking Anne about the play. What is The Winter Bear about?
The play is about a troubled young Athabascan teenager who they believed was trying to commit suicide, and as kind of a sentence, they have asked him to cut wood for Sidney Huntington. They've ordered him to cut wood for Sidney Huntington for a winter. So the boy goes out and is with Sidney Huntington, and they form a relationship based around hunting, because the older man is a traditional Athabascan hunter. The young boy only knows about video games. He's been in foster homes most of his life. So they're able to communicate about hunting through this shared language. And then a winter bear comes along, and a winter bear is, in this case, would be probably a grizzly bear that wasn't hibernating properly for a variety of reasons. And the bear is terrorizing the town, and Sidney Huntington and the young boy have to go out and subdue the winter bear. And that is a huge thing that happens, but a larger thing that happens is Sidney is scheduled to speak at AFN, give a keynote address. Because of this accident with the winter bear, Sidney Huntington is not able to speak at AFN, and he asks this young boy who has spent his life avoiding people and being in the shadows, Sidney asks him to speak for him at AFN, and the boy is able to summon all his courage and stand up and speak for himself at AFN and become a real leader.
And it's a wonderful play. I'm getting tears in my eyes just remembering it from seeing it in Valdez. It's just a wonderful play.
Well, you saw the first reading or an early draft?
Was it last year or the year before?
It was 2009, so okay. Last year at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, when I had read a revised version of the script. It was originally performed in May of 2008 by junior high and high school students at Effie Cochran Charter School in Fairbanks. And Effie Cochran is a Athabascan-focused charter school.
And you've also been doing some traveling, huh?
We have been doing traveling. We, in fact, began this by going back to Effie Cochran on a really quick little pit stop. The cast and crew, of which there are, I believe, 13 of us all together, flew to Fairbanks, and on our way to Galena, we stopped right from the airport and jumped in a lot of cars and ran over to Effie Cochran and did a school assembly for them, performing excerpts of the play that they themselves had been the young people who had directed and acted in the play in, what year was it, Anne?
2008.
In 2008. It was thrilling for them. Many of them had a connection to it. They stood up, and we all just had a wonderful time over there. So that was the beginning of our great adventure of touring.
Wow, and touring the interior of Alaska with a brand new work.
To Galena first, of course, because that's Sidney Huntington's home.
Sidney is still there.
He's still there?
And they began, when we landed, they greeted us and had a potlatch for us. Sidney and his wife, Angela, were there, and most of the community of the village, I would say. We performed for them on Saturday night last, and to a full house, and there were so many people that were interested in coming that we performed for them again on Sunday after church.
An extra show. Hey, that's great.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Where else did you go?
From Galena, we went to Fairbanks, and we performed on Monday night at AFN, and we performed at the Pioneer Park theater. Mm-hmm. That also was to standing room only house. And we were, again, greeted with the utmost warmth. Many, many Huntingtons were in the family, or in the audience, as they were in Galena. When you ask the Huntington relatives to stand up, you can hear a ripple going through the audience as, you know, a quarter of the house stands up on their feet. And they, it was a profound experience, both in Galena and in Fairbanks, and for different reasons. Sidney was at the airport, which is where he spends some degree of his time. He hangs around at the airport, he gets his paper, and he says hello to his grandchildren and children who are flying in and out, and it's a social hour. I loved meeting him and talking to him. But on top of the joy and the excitement that we brought to the community, there was also just an amazing profundity of having us be in Galena with this play at that time. Very sadly, the day before we went, a young man in Galena had killed himself. And we didn't know, the cast and crew, exactly what we should do. We decided we would go anyway, whether we performed the play or whether we just talked to people and did outreach. And they greeted us so warmly. We talked a lot with the students. Our cast shared their own experiences, not only with theater, but with the core idea of Anne's play, hope. If you fall down, how do you get back up again? How do you keep finding hope? And as we see an epidemic of teen suicide, not only across the country, but in this play, we're talking very specifically about the Native community. And Anne can talk to that a little bit more, but it was amazing to see the community host a potlatch for us and then go to a memorial service for this young man. So none of us will be the same.
It's extraordinary.
Extraordinary. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Jane Wenger and Anne Hanley talking about Anne Hanley's play, which opens a week from tonight at Cyrano's. The play is called
Winter Bear,
Winter Bear.
In fact, we're starting to call it the Winter Bear Project right now, mm-hmm. because we have certainly hopes, and I believe this will happen, to continue to tour throughout Alaska and farther afield as well as in 2011 and 12. And I believe that that's definitely in the cards for us. The idea of youth and elders and bridging the gap between that, having that conversation, is so important across the country and particularly here. We have been touched in so many ways. We have a young man who is a non-actor in one of our lead roles, a 16-year-old Athabascan young man who is startlingly good in the role. And we've seen him come from a young non-actor to being, I'll just say, mobbed for autographs in Galena, if you can be mobbed in Galena, with lines of young people standing up to get his autograph and a photo with him.
That's so much fun.
So
as a director, what is it like working with someone who has never been on stage as just like this raw material, a piece of clay that you can shape into, you know, bring out the things that they are and then kind of put them into the play and the character and everything? It must be a great experience if it works.
In this case, it certainly has worked, and it has been so rewarding to see this young man find where his own power is. Whether he becomes an actor in his grown-up life is certainly not the point. It's that he's found where his power lies and that this positive experience actually mirrors the play.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a microcosm of the play itself.
He steps into the spotlight. I can't give away the end. I can suggest that anyone in Anchorage who can come to see this extraordinary play that Anne Hanley has been developing for years does not want to miss that experience.
I think we're beginning to wind down, running out of time, Jane, but would you say just quickly explain what your background is in this? You're the director of the play. You're a noted director and dramaturge, first from New York and then from San Francisco. Is it?
That's right. Dramaturgy, meaning in my case, working with the playwright from early on in the development of the piece, and then as a director, I have a specialty in new works. I only direct works for the very first time and bring them to the stage. In the short time we have, I would like to mention that Anne and I met at the last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, and because Dawson Moore brought us together, and because of the amazing work that is done at Last Frontier, we want to definitely give a nod to the Last Frontier Theater Conference for putting artists together.
Well, thank you very much. Unfortunately, we are now out of time, but I want to thank both of you, Jane Wenger of San Francisco and Anne Hanley of Fairbanks, to talk about Anne's coming play, The Winter Beer, which opens a week from tonight at Cyrano's. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Out North and Juno's Famous Perseverance Theater presents Tuesdays with Maury. Performances are at 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, and on October 29th and 30th. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, this is also the last weekend to see Foreplay, four short plays by Alaskans, plays written by Shotzi Schaefer, Dawson Moore, Steve Hunt, and Arlisha Jones, with a cast of some of Anchorage's best talents. I saw this last week, and it was very entertaining, and I recommend it. Tonight and tomorrow, the show's at 10 p.m., and there's a Sunday show at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online or by calling ACT at 868-4913.
Also at Anchorage Community Theater, this is the last weekend to see Witness for the Prosecution, tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
TBA's Halloween show opens tonight at Grant Hall, The Death of Edgar Allan Poe by P. Shane Mitchell. This play shows October 22nd through the 31st, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. And for the littlest trick-or-treaters, there's My Spider's Extra Scary Halloween. And this will be shown Saturdays, October 23rd and 30th at 3 p.m., also at APU's Grant Hall. For information, call 677-PLAY, or you can go to play@tbatheater.org.
The Alaska Arts Festival Association presents at Dinner Theater, Contempt of Court, an audience participation comedy at River City Saloon, formerly Bear Mountain Grill, on the old Glen Highway next door to AFAA. For tickets and information, call 604-8909 or go to www.akfinearts.org.
And this is the last chance to see the Alaska Center of Youth's presentation of Prince Caspian's The Voyage of the Dawn Trader by C.S. Lewis, and also Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories, Saturday, October 23rd at 2 and 7 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
This is also the last weekend to see UAA Theater's production of A Chemical Imbalance, tonight and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-1792 or go to theater.uaa.alaska.edu.
Auditions for This Is Where I Came In. This Is Where I Came In are Monday, October 26th. 5th and 6th at Cyrano's. They need actors, men and women of all ages. The play will run from December 10th to the 20th and the 27th to the 29th. For more details, contact director Janet Stoneburner at 274-2599.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents Sylvia, a comedy about man's best friend. Tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. are the last performances. For information, go to www.denaliartscouncil.org.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, Blithe Spirit opens tonight and runs for 3 weeks through November the 7th, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. For tickets and more information, call VPA at 373-0195, or you can go to their website at valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, at Cyrano's, the world premiere of Winter Bear by Anna Hanley opens October 29th and will run until November 13th. Winter Bear is an historical fiction inspired by the life of Sidney Huntington. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And there is also a Pay What You Can preview this coming Thursday, the 28th. Call Cyrano's at 274-2599 or just show up.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.